Yeah, the legislative auditor, Mike Wagesback, was on his way in, and we grabbed him. And you have become more familiar with the finances of New Orleans than perhaps anybody else in or out of New Orleans. Before we get to how bad those are, you've also had the opportunity to work very closely with the mayor-elect. How optimistic should New Orleanians be about this changing of the guard?
I'm very optimistic. I tell you, I see a lot of green shoots. I see a lot of positive vibes. You know, I woke up this morning, stayed at a friend's condo on the river, and I saw the sun rising over the Crescent City Connection. It was just a beautiful sunrise. I said, you know what, it's a new day in New Orleans. So I'm very positive. I'm very optimistic. And I think the new mayor is going to make some things happen.
That despite you have seen just how bad the financial picture is for New Orleans, and it's not good.
She's committed to righting the ship. I mean, you know, every day we're learning a few more surprises that are financial disappointments. But eventually we're going to get to the bottom of it. We got to right-size the ship. I think she's committed to that. We got to downsize the city to the revenue sources that we have coming in, and that's the bottom line. We COVID, like many other cities, really flooded the checkbooks with one-time money, and a lot of municipalities got caught not downsizing once the money was spent. So we just have to deal with that situation. It's going to be tough. Some tough financial decisions will be made. I think the mayor-elect and her team is committed.
We're going to let you go grab your seat because we know it's getting crowded in there. Mike Wagesback, legislative auditor, thank you for joining us, and thank you for your optimism that you shared here
thank
on
you.
WWL. And, Tommy, we're seeing that, Tommy, in the faces of so many people walking in right now just smiling year to year.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of hope, a lot of excitement. It's a new day here. You know, you can feel it. I think folks have been waiting for months. This transition period has felt like a long, long time. And that's not a knock on Mayor Cantrell. It's just the nature of the beast, right?
Tommy, there's a lot of optimism here, Tommy.